They're the black and orange butterflies we see most often in the fall as they migrate to Mexico. Monarchs spend their summers in the Midwest and northern states, and that's where UGA ecologist Sonia Altizer believes the problem is.
Monarchs, as caterpillars, feed on plants called milkweeds. And these milkweeds are agricultural weeds that used to be really common, especially in a lot of our states where agriculture was king, states like Iowa and Illinois and Indiana.
Altizer says scientists believe the main reason is the move towards genetically modified crops, which is killing the milkweed, and that's crippling the monarch's ability to breed. The population is at its lowest level since 1993, when scientists started counting monarchs. But why should we care if they disappear? Altizer sees it as a slippery slope.
If we're seeing this happen to monarchs, there's probably a lot of other insects, and including butterflies, that rely on these agricultural landscapes and the weeds that they used to support, which are now vanishing.
Altizer encourages Georgians, where the monarchs often breed one last time before heading south, to plant milkweed in hopes of providing a friendly habitat. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.